Everyone, I'm psychic medium Chris George, and I'm joined by my co-host Victor the Voice Furman and Jeremy Moonshine Adams. Welcome to our show, Vision Quest, where we will try and unleash the power of your mind. It's July 25th, and we are airing live on DTMWickedRadio.com, and we want to thank everyone for being here with us tonight. Have a special show for you all. Before we go on, I want to throw out the call out, the call-in number, which is 818-431-8214. You guys are going to want to write that down because tonight we have a special show. We have three psychics on calling for free psychic readings. Again, the number is 818-431-8214. And you guys can start calling in immediately. Let's get this party started here. This is going to be a great show tonight, people. So sit back, relax, and let's cross the threshold of reality together. Before we get going, I have to mention a few things. My fan page is Psychic Medium Chris George. If you like it, there's a chance you get a free reading with me. I give away about 8 a month. It's probably more than that, but we'll say about 8. We have Victor the Voice Furman's fan page, and we have Jeremy Moonshine Adams' fan page. But the page that we're really pushing right now is the Vision Quest page. It's a group. We do a lot of great things in there. So join the group. We'll accept you. And let's join the fun every week. This week, like I said, we have a real special show. We have three psychics coming on. We have Dawn, Sasha, and Alexandra. And Victor, why don't you introduce our guest tonight?
Well, Chris, we have three amazing women with us tonight. First, we have Alexandra. She enjoys helping people and giving them the direction they need to live a better and more fulfilling life. Through spirituality and psychology skills, Alexandra can offer each person a toolbox from which to help them. She's the creator and host of a television show called Alexandra's Psychic Eye, and she can be reached at her website, www.psychiceyetv. And I saw a picture of you on that show, Chris. Did you do her show a while ago?
Yeah, I did her show. It was really good, actually. I'm going to push to have her... have me back on her show again, and Alexandra does a great job. She's a great co-host. She's a great host of her show. You know, I put the show out. It's on YouTube, and I put it out on the page many times, and people always say how much they love the show. And Alexandra is a friend, and she's a very good psychic, and she has a fantastic television show. So we're very happy to have her here tonight.
And our next psychic diva tonight is Sasha Klanat. She's a model, actress, radio host, and a witch. She doesn't believe in gods and goddesses, but she believes the universe and all of us are one and the same. And once we realize that, we become at peace and everything will be within our grasp. And I got to tell you, for our listeners, if you've never seen her, she's got the most amazing green eyes I have ever seen on a woman. And our third guest is Dawn Hayden. Dawn is one sexy bitch. She actually asked me to say that. She's very psychic, even predicting that Chris and I will have sex in our near future, and hopefully not together.
It will not be together.
I would share more about Dawn with you, but she never accepted my Facebook friend request, so she'll have to speak for herself. Those are our guests tonight, Chris, on a very special edition of Vision Quest.
Well, hello, everyone. How are you guys doing tonight?
I'm doing okay.
Hi, it's Alexandra.
Hi, Alexandra.
Happy to be here. Hi, you doing? Hi, Victor. Hi, Chris. And hi, the other psychic.
All right. Well, listen, Victor, why don't you start this off?
How would you like me to start this off? Well, I tell you what, we have three women and three of us. This is a very interesting evening, but we won't go there. So, That's right, it's a psychic show. Let's keep it clean. So why don't we have each of our psychic guests tell us a little bit about themselves, more than what I did in the bios just now. Why don't we start with Alexandra? Alexandra, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure, thank you, and thank you so much for having me on the show. I had very briefly, many years ago, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, which is a fatal disease. It's incurable. And miraculously, my family, out of desperation and not wanting to lose me, they brought me to a master healer. Immediately after my healing, which was very powerful, all my psychic gifts just exploded. And, you know, I'm a scientist by profession. I'm a psychologist and many other things. And, you know, I have my doctorate. And I've been doing this work ever since. And it's been very rewarding and really amazing. And I'm happy to be here to help people tonight.
Well, thank you, Alexandra, and welcome to the show. Sasha, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I mean, you pretty much covered everything, but I guess on my off time, I make jewelry. You know, for those that don't know, Chris is actually my mentor. Other than that, I just like long walks on the beach, ride horses, you know, tall, dark enhancement, et cetera.
And Sasha, where did you get those amazing eyes? I got to ask you that question. Where did those come from?
To be honest, they did not come from my mom, so I'm assuming that they came from my dad. But they are actually blue, but they change colors. So if I wear a purple shirt, they'll turn purple. If I wear a green shirt, et cetera, I don't get it. But I've had numerous people say the same thing.
Well, let me tell you.
Stop bragging, please.
Well, let me tell you something, Sasha. Whether they're blue or they're green, yours are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen. Right? Remember the old Elton John song? Anyway, I'll stop singing. I'll stop singing because we'll lose listeners if I keep singing. And our third guest tonight is Dawn Hayden. And Dawn, you are one sexy bitch, aren't you? Dawn, are you there? Uh-oh.
We lost Dawn.
We lost Dawn.
All right. Well, Dawn, if you're listening, please call in. Victor, Jeremy, why don't you start by asking some questions, and I'll get in contact with Dawn and have her call in.
Okay. Well, I would like for the ladies to read me, if that's all right.
Yeah, sure, it's all right.
I would like to know. Just tell me whatever. I don't care.
All right, Sasha, how about you start? What do you have for Jeremy?
Yeah, you'd start with me, wouldn't you, Chris? You like put
of
me on
course.
The spot. I don't know who I, is it. Was it Jeremy or was it Dennis? I couldn't tell.
Jeremy.
Oh, goodness. Okay, even more intimidation.
You'll be fine.
Wow. I not that it would be. I get that you're obviously misunderstood quite a bit. I mean, it doesn't – anybody that gets to know you, and of course, I know you a little bit, but not much, but you get misunderstood very easy because you've actually had some – if what I'm picking up is correct, that you get a lot of horrific things that have happened to you, and you've had to put up those walls, and because of that, a lot of people – completely misunderstand you, and a lot of people that do break through those barriers actually get to see that you're basically a huge teddy bear. And I don't mean that in a demasculating way, but
that's good for now. And I got to tell you, Sasha, I think very much on target there. Alexandra, what do you have for Jeremy?
Well. I'm sorry, I didn't, this is Jeremy?
Yes.
Jeremy is
okay.
One of our co-hosts.
Hi, Jeremy, this is Alexandra. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, okay,
nice to meet you. The way I do my readings is I ask people for specific questions because that's how you're going to get the best reading. And what I'd like to do is focus in on exactly what it is that you're interested in knowing about. So you will get the perfect reading with your very specific question. So if you want to think of something, I'd be happy to answer it for you, dear.
I actually operate the same way, Alexandra. And a lot of times, I don't mean to cut you off, but a lot of times shouldn't tell a psychic anything. And I hear that, and I'm like, well, you know – yeah, you know, a psychic is supposed to come up with things on their own, which I do. But I'm of the belief that when I'm asked a specific question, I can focus on that, and I feel like I get better answers when I focus on specific things. So for everyone who says, "Oh, you should never give a psychic any information," asking a question isn't giving information. Asking a question is just that, asking a question.
That's
and I think
right.
That's, I think you want to get the best readings when you do that.
Yes. I'm glad you brought that up, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because that is the way to get the perfect reading. The more specific you are, the better will be your reading. So I'll be happy to answer a specific question that anybody
sure.
has.
Sure. My question is, I was in a wreck. It was a pretty serious wreck, 7 herniated discs, 3 bulging discs. What do you see the end result of this whole ordeal being?
Okay. Well, I have very good news for you. This just came right through and also is relating to me as well. It's as if we're both in this reading. I have 7 herniated discs, okay? I even mentioned that on my show quite many times. And I was in 5 car accidents, all, you know, people that were on drugs or alcoholics hitting me, okay? Never my fault. The first thing you have to do is understand the power that you possess in your thoughts, that your body, and this is a reading, that your body is merely the precious, precious envelope, Jeremy, and temple for your incredible million-year-old spirit, which is, you know, from God and is quite powerful. Now, regardless of the fact that you have all this going on, which, by the way, it's very fixable, I know, because I jump hoops, I lift weights, I'm a runner, I do it all, and I have 7 herniated discs and bulging discs, so we're the same. The result is going to be within 3 years, you are going to be back on your feet, doing fantastically, actually in better health, stronger, more resilient, more flexible, more powerful than you have ever been in your life. This was to teach you that there's nothing that is greater than you. And the true you is your spirit. And that's what happened here. So this occurred in your life so that you could find out the truth and come into the light. And that
nice.
Is the reason.
Thank you very much. That's awesome.
If you don't mind, you know, I'd like to add a little something to that. Jeremy being one of my only true friends in the world, other than, you know, Victor and a handful of others. I know a lot about Jeremy, and I give him readings every day without him even knowing it. Although I think at this mm-hmm. point he knows it now. I think he's going to go through quite a few little hiccups along the way. And I don't like saying that because, you know, I don't want him to get down at all. But those hiccups are just that, hiccups. And I think everything works out. I think within a year, everything kind of just falls into place. I know he don't want to hear that, you know, the whole year thing. He wants it to fall into place right now. But I think things will slowly get better. I really do. I don't think that they're, I think you're going to get some news along the way that's going to get you down a bit, but fight through, because there really is a rainbow at the end of this. There's no doubt in my mind. I know things are going to work out for you.
I've already got that news, man. You know, Wertman's Camp is still playing they're still playing their game. So I have to go take another EMG test, is where they shock your whole body and then take a 3-inch long needle and jam it into your body like 40 times. And each time they poke you, they shock you again. So because Workman's Comp is playing games, I get to go through that another time. So, yeah.
That's a tough approach. But, you know, I just wanted to add something to what Christopher was saying, that if you do this spiritually and in the light, then it will be a storm that will be not rocky. Yes, you will have, you know, the bumps along the way, as we were all saying. However, in the light, giving it to the Holy Spirit, and I'm saying this, you know, in a completely spiritual way. I'm non-sectarian, non-religious, but I don't go against religion. I don't go for it. Giving it to the Holy Spirit, give everything away every day, every moment, every second of your frustration, disappointment, unhappiness, pain. For that, the Holy Spirit will take all the garbage away, all the junk away, all the bad stuff away, all the pain away, and give you peace, pain-free happiness, and it's coming. But it's going to, like Christopher said, it's going to take time, and this is a lesson you need to learn, to have the patience that everything will happen to you in the perfect time when you give it to the Holy Spirit. So it's there is a rainbow. I agree, there's a beautiful rainbow for you, more glorious than you could ever imagine.
You know, I have a question I want to ask our psychic. Is Dawn with us yet?
Okay, I'm here. Dawn, can you hear me?
Oh, we can hear you, Dawn.
Hello?
Okay, I have a question. Yeah, I hear you. I have a question for the three psychic. I want to know how you handle when you get a vision or a message to give to somebody that's something bad. I know there's a lot of psychics that say, oh, I won't tell them anything bad. And, you know, I don't follow that rule. My rule is what I tell people in the beginning of a reading is don't ask me a question you don't want to know the answer to, because if you ask me a question and the answer does come to me, I'm going to give it, whether you like it or not,
right.
Whether it's good news or bad news. That's just how I operate. And I know most psychics don't do that. I want to know how you guys handle when you know you get a vision of something bad happening to somebody or something bad is, you know, going to be in their future, maybe a wife or a husband cheating on them or some kind of sexually transmitted disease or whatever it is. How do you guys handle that? And then, Dawn, why don't you go first?
For me, it all depends. I like to I'm more of a realist. I just handle it person by person. If I feel the person can't handle it or they're more of a sensitive person or I think that they may, by what I tell them, they may try to change their whole life, which could affect the future, then I won't. But most people I will tell them, I'll ask them, you know, do you really want to know? And I find most people said to me, well, tell me whatever unless it's like you see me dying or something. And then I won't tell them that.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'm just, you know, I try to not gloss it, but I am more of a realist. I just tell you what I see because I would want to know.
Okay. And Sasha, how about you?
I'm pretty straight up forward. The only time that I really withhold information, if they're going to get like a surprise, like if I know they're going to get engaged, I'm not going to ruin that for them. So that's really the only time. I warn anybody before I stop the reading, before I start the reading, that they need to be prepared for whatever comes, because I give the information I'm given, whether it's good or bad. And same as you, don't ask a question you don't want to know the answer to. You know, I've had people crying and stuff, of course, but I've had people come back and sit there and say, I'm glad you told me, because I've got that last couple months with them that I wouldn't have had beforehand.
Great.
Okay. And Alexandra?
You know, that's a fabulous question, Christopher, and I'm really glad that you asked it. And the funny thing is, one of my students that was here the other day had gotten a terrible, terrible reading that she repeated to me that her mother got, and her mother's like very depressed. And I said, you know, I said to her, well, don't be surprised that maybe she needed to hear that to help her and mobilize her to be a better mother. And actually, that's what sort of is happening as we speak. Now, my feeling is And the way that my teacher, who's a master healer and has been guiding me and mentoring me all these years, I trust in my gift. What I get is what I give them, and if I get that I'm not supposed to tell them something terrible, I don't tell them. If I get that they need to hear it right between the eyes, they do. And I know and I trust that the perfect reading will come through me because I'm a receiver of it. And I've never, ever had a problem with it. It's always been very good. But I will tell a very quick story related to that, one that I've never forgotten. My teacher and I did, you know, many workshops over the last, you know, 15, 20 years or so. And one of them I never forgot. It was in my home in Brooklyn. And my living room was filled with people, bringing out the door, you know. And this girl was sitting next to me and my teacher. And at that time, you know, he would lead the workshops because I was sort of just like a little fledgling there, you know. And he went around the room and asked everybody why they're here and why they came. And he's just amazing. He is amazing. And this woman said, "I hate psychics." And this goes back 20 years ago. A lot of people didn't even know what a psychic was. And I said to myself, "Oh, I wonder what he's going to say." And he looks at her and he says, okay, you're here. We came to a psychic spiritual workshop at Alexandra's home. So why do you hate psychics? And I'm surprised that you're here. "Well, I hate psychics because a psychic told me that my father was going to die in 5 years." And my teacher, Thomas, said, "Well, what happened to your father?" "Well, once she told me that, I was devastated, and I hated her guts. And then I went and I spent a lot of time with my father, and he's still alive."
Oh, God.
It was amazing. I tell the story at workshops, at seminars, at lectures, on my show, and I love this woman for this anecdotal. I don't know who she was, but it was the greatest story on the planet Earth. So that's my answer to this. It's what all the, you know, the other two lovely people said tonight.
Let me cut you off a second.
Jeremy,
we have a question in the chat room from Vinny. He wanted a reading. What, could you give that to our psychic?
Let's see. Where's he at?
He's one, two. He's just right up. It's on the line.
Chris,
he wants to know what on this planet is preventing him from achieving his goals.
How about, Dawn, how about you start off?
What is preventing, his name is Vinny?
Yeah.
Did I get that correct?
Yeah, Vincenzo. He's a good friend of mine.
I think that for me, I'm feeling like he's too all over the place mentally and emotionally. He's not like, I'm not a super religious person, but I feel that he's trying too hard for everything. He's, you know, if he's out with people, he's trying too hard to be the funny guy to get attention, or if it's a specific job he wants, he's like, he's trying too hard, and he's not just being. Just like, stop for a minute. Stop trying so hard.
Just be yourself.
And, well, I hate to use that cliche, but just stop trying so hard to all I can think of to say is like, to get the attention and to get everybody to notice you. Just let things flow a little more. He's not really focused. He's just kind of all over the place.
Okay, Sasha, you have something you want to add to that?
Well, Don got a big part of it, is that he is all over the place and he is trying too hard. Another part of it is that he's in denial about that, from what I'm getting, great person, but that he doesn't see that he is the problem and that he does trip over his own feet, and he has a tendency of saying it's external sources when it's actually his, and then he gives up too quick.
Yeah.
and blames everybody else. And I, you know, Vinny, if you're listening, it's not because you're a bad guy. I have the same bad habit myself, to be honest. And it's something that I have to work at too. But that's what I'm getting into, this big problem. He doesn't just kind of let things happen and doesn't focus on what his errors are, so that when he does relax, it'll fall into place.
Vinny, mm-hmm. the way you phrased the question, what on this planet is preventing me, is exactly what they're talking about. It's not what's on this planet, it's what's within you. And there's an old story about a Buddhist monk who was traveling with a young apprentice down a road, and they stopped to take a nap, and when the young apprentice woke up, he saw the monk pulling a mirror out of his bag and looking at himself in the mirror. And he thought to himself, ah, my master, my teacher is vain. And he went over to him and says, you're looking in a mirror. Is this a form of vanity? And he smiled and he said, my son, when I look in this mirror, I see the source of all of my problems and the source of all of my answers. So the answers are within, Mr. Benny.
I would agree.
I would agree.
I wanted to, Chris, if I can add something to all the wonderful things that are being said here and the beautiful wisdoms. Vincenzo, I'm going to sound very repetitive tonight, but there's a reason. Okay, Vincenzo, you are a powerful, powerful, powerful being of light and love. And if you want something, then you must put it out there into the universe. It's all within you. You're blocking things you want because you don't feel you deserve it. And when you focus, which is one of the readings, and you realize that you have the power within you, which was another reading, to get these things, begin to go inward and pray. Prayer is direct connection with God every morning, every afternoon, and at night, three times a day. Just take 2-3 minutes and say a prayer for yourself, putting out to the universe, commanding the universe to bring you what you want, and thanking the universe, because when you ask for it, you will receive it. It's as simple as that. It works. It will work. It's going to work. We're all saying the same thing, but in different ways, and that's my reading for tonight for Vinny.
And that's beautiful. Thank you, Alexandra. You know, I just, Dawn, did you hear the introduction tonight? I don't know if you were wrong with us when I introduced you.
Yes, just briefly.
Oh, did you hear what I actually said? I said, let me do it again. I don't know if you heard this, and I want to make sure you heard every word of this. I said, Dawn Hayden is one sexy bitch. She said so herself. She's very psychic, even predicting that Chris and I had sex in our very near future, and I said, hopefully not together. I would share more about Dawn with you, but she never accepted my Facebook friend request, so she'll have to speak for herself. So, Dawn, if you have anything to add, please do it at this time.
Oh, yeah, yes, I had started to say, but then I realized I was just talking to myself. Yes, I do modeling and acting. I've been in many – no, I'm just kidding. I've just basically, you know, since I was 2, I could see things and know things and hear things that other people didn't. And it, you know, it was not accepted well by pretty much most people because, you know, back then it was kind of a taboo subject and certainly didn't make my Irish cop of a father happy because there was no such thing. And so basically I've just my whole life, I, you know, would go to people's homes. I would, you know, tell them what was happening. And a lot of times I basically was faced with, you're crazy, you know. I was usually right, which is what, you know, they were in denial, so it made me crazy. But it's just something I've just always done. I really didn't accept it for the last few years. It finally started really working with other people with it. I just pretty much do it just to help people. And just basically, I was telling Chris, I said, it's a high for me to know that I'm helping someone along the way.
And Dawn, do you do a quick reading? I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, and I do have very sexy blue eyes.
There you go. Well, quick question for you. I want you to do a quick reading for me. Do you see you friending me on Facebook in the not-too-distant future, accepting my friend request?
You know, I'm feeling very, very deeply and very spiritual about this question right now. I feel that the answer is yes, and I feel that probably when I get off the phone, I will feel a deep connection with you, and
okay.
I will friend you on Facebook.
Well, thank
okay,
you.
Now,
and
I,
thank
you. Speaking of deep, it's starting to get deep. Why don't we get to the next reading? We have Steve in the chat room. Okay, Steve wants to know, will my book I'm writing be successful? First, Steve, could you read
the whole question. Chris, wait. Read the whole question the way he wrote it, and I'll have an answer for you.
Will my book I'm writing be successful that I'm writing?
Will the book I'm writing be successful that I'm writing? That's a great question.
Wait, Steve, I want to know, before we answer that question, what kind of book are you writing? What's the topic? We're waiting for him to, it's a children's book. Okay. Alexandra, why don't you go first?
Sure. What is the name of the person that asked the question?
His name is Steve, and he's writing a children's book called The Book I Am Writing is the Book I Am Writing.
Okay, great. Hi, Steve. Thanks for, calling in. This book is you're going to actually be rewriting this book. But you need to write it first to rewrite it. My answer is kind of like your question. It's hilarious. I just realized. Oh, my God. It just hit me. You're a very funny person. You need to put humor into it. And with artwork and, by the way, I'm a child psychologist. I love children's books to death. I use them a lot in my work. And it's going to be very successful, very, very successful. And I wish you a lot of luck. I feel good feeling. But you will rewrite it. There'll be quite a few rewrites, like maybe three. So lots of luck to you. I get a great feeling. And you have a good, really good future about it.
Outstanding, outstanding. Okay, Sasha, how about you go next?
Thank you.
I'm actually getting that it's not going to be as successful in the term that he thinks it will be. Number-wise, probably not as much. But with the people that are going to get it, he's actually going to touch those people. It's not going to be a number successful, but rather than the few people that do get it. So if he's hoping to make like a New York sellers list, no. But if he's writing it for the right purposes, which, usually people that do write children's books are, it will make children happy and stuff like that.
I have to chime in, I'm more of a realist, but I feel like, is there really a book? And if there is, I'm feeling like, honestly, it's what he's trying to do, he has good intentions, but I think he has a long way to go. And I think he really needs to rethink this and maybe put a little bit more thought into it. I'm not saying not to write it, but I just don't feel like he's as serious as he needs to be about this, in which he really needs to get more serious if this is what he's choosing to do.
Okay.
Chris, can I chime in a little bit, because I'm a writer. I've written a lot of stuff, and I have, a lot of, it's like a compadre here. I want Steve to be very encouraged, but also want him to be realistic, okay? That's the reading about the rewrite, that's kind of what I think we're, is that Dawn? Dawn Gott?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. To rethink it, it's gonna have to be redone a few times. I would say no more than three. However, I am absolutely positively sure it's going to be successful. I know that. And will it be on the bestseller list? I agree. No, it will not. However, I agree with that it will be. You will reach many people, and those who read it will love it. It will be a success in that way.
I just want to share something, Steve. I just want to share something that I know I was teasing about what you had written. I know you were nervous about putting your question, but I want to share something. If you're going to write for children, you have to come from the perspective of your child, the child within you, and remember what it was like when you were a child and what made you happy. And if you take that stance and you're serious about doing it, you'll produce something very special.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I'd like to throw a little something out there. I put it in the chat room and all. But I actually see at least 3 more books coming, and I think it'll all happen within, you know, I think I wrote 2 years in the chat room, but it might be a little bit longer. I'm going to say 3 years just to cover my ass a little bit. And I do that, and I'm going to be perfectly honest with everyone listening right now. When I make predictions, that's the type of psychic I am. I tell people what's going to happen in their lives. I'm what's known as a seer. And if I see something happening in September, I'll probably tell them it'll happen in December, because I like to cover my ass. And I do that because I've told people something's going to happen September 15th. September 16th, I get the phone call, Chris, you know what? You're a shitty psychic because you said it was going to happen. It didn't happen. And 3 days later, what I said was going to happen, happened. So I cover my butt a little bit, you know, because I like to be right. And I really feel that within 3 years, there's going to be 3 more books, Steve. After the first one, I think it's going to come a lot more naturally and a lot more easily and quick. I think you're going to pop them out. So keep that in mind. And, you know, when the book does come out, I would love for you to send me one. So,
Steve, I got one more thought for you. As a writer myself and as the husband of a woman who's written 19 books, I got to tell you that writing is a discipline. Writing is a discipline. And if you're going to write, you do it every day, whether it be for 10 minutes or 10 hours. You sit down and you do some writing every day. And I know with a children's book, it's not as complicated, but it doesn't matter. Every day, a few minutes, a few hours, whatever it is that you can devote to it, but write every day. Because if you write every day, the stuff starts flowing much more easily.
Oh, very good. Do we have any callers in the chat room? I mean, in the queue? If we have any calls in the queue, you can bring one of them through.
Okay, I'll try it, Chris. They've been telling me they just want to listen.
Okay, well, Steve, if somebody wants to come on, they can. And in the meantime, if there's anybody in the chat room that would like a reading, why don't you let us know? And you know what? The psychics on the show have never given me a reading. How about giving good old Chris George a reading, and then we'll give Victor a reading as well. So why don't we start with me? I'm very curious to hear what's going to be said here. How about Alexandra, you start?
Oh, you're wicked. Okay. What would you like to know, Christopher?
Anything, just in general, whatever comes to you. I don't care if it has to do with love.
No,
money,
I will do a general question with you, okay? This is concerning love.
Okay.
All right. I see a marriage in sight. Now, when I say marriage, it doesn't have to be, you know, on paper, but there is someone coming up. Probably it looks like 12 months, that type of thing.
Okay.
It's someone with dark hair, maybe, you know, some auburn highlights kind of thing. And there's big talk tonight about eyes. So she's got these beautiful eyes, you know, like mesmerizing eyes. And that's what you notice. And you see her, she's like kind of at a psychic fair kind of thing. She's just there, or she's in the audience kind of thing. She may come up for a reading. She has a son and another child that's with the ex-husband, but your mate is on its way.
Oh, Jesus. I want to throw you off the air right now. I'm only joking. I'm only, I'm only joking.
You know, there is a way to get rid of a blonde. You sew a mirror in the bottom of a pool. That's how you get rid of a blonde.
Oh,
and I'm a blonde. Everybody knows that.
Everybody should know that Alexandra is platinum blonde. So, okay.
Oh,
so
yeah.
And how about
green eyes. I had to put in a plug for myself since everybody else's eyes are getting plugged.
Well, yes, Alexandra has beautiful eyes. Okay, Sasha, how about you go next?
This is more for about, for some reason, when, as soon as you brought up the having us do readings, I thought of how you thought about me. And I don't know why, but I guess I remind you of a student that you previously had, and sorry, I'm nervous.
Take your time.
I know. It's you, my mentor, so it's kind of nerve-wracking. I remind you of somebody who you almost feel like, because they were overly stubborn, that you still kind of failed them. And which is why I feel like you put me on the spot a little bit more than at least than what I think you do for other people. I've never seen you put other people on the spot, so I personally have no idea. That's just what I pick up.
Well, before you go, let me say one thing. Anybody that I mentor, anyone that comes to my psychic development classes that call me their mentor, they, you know, I hold my students to a high standard. And I think that's the way it has to be. And I do that for your own good, because I think it makes you better. I think it makes you a better psychic going forward.
Right.
So don't ever look at it as me putting you on the spot. Look at it as me giving you a chance to shine.
Right. Which I do, which, you know, you have helped. But I get that there's a specific reason that I remind you of this one person.
Okay.
I don't know why, but as far as that's really the only thing I pick up with you. I mean, unfortunately, I'd like to give you something in love or money or something like that.
Well, that's okay.
But
you don't have to. That's fine. What I want, though, before Dawn, you talk, this Kathy is in the chat room. Kathy, I would like you to call in, and you want to talk about putting somebody on the spot? Here's somebody who had no idea we were going to do this. Kathy, I want you to call in, and I'm going to have you give somebody a reading tonight. Kathy is another one of my students. But go ahead, Dawn, your turn.
Okay. This has to do with your girlfriend. You know, I've seen her name a few times, and, you know, on your show you've talked about her and seen her pictures on Facebook. I know I need to have you tell her that the next 5 years she needs to watch very closely for her health. It's something in the upper half of her body, whether it's something on the skin, you know, make sure she gets her mammograms, really watch out for her skin, go to a dermatologist, have everything checked out.
She is a hypochondriac. Every little thing, she's running to the doctor to make sure she's okay. So I could definitely
well,
do that.
The next 5 years, she really, really needs to, because I'm feeling there might be something, but I think she can catch it. But it's really so important that she really stays on top of this.
Okay.
And I
can definitely do that. What do you want to say, Victor?
I was going to say, before we bring Kathy in, I you talked about me getting a reading. I have one quick question they can all comment on real fast. And then Robin, who is our friend Jody's sister, has actually been standing by waiting for a reading. So I just wanted to bring that to everybody's attention.
Okay.
But I'd like to ask our three psychic divas, a question. You had mentioned about Chris and his amour. I'm an interfaith minister. Do you see me standing before them in the next 12 months?
Myself?
No.
No, I don't think it's going to be within 12 months. I think there's going to be a hiccup in the road, and I keep seeing a health issue. There's definitely going to be some issue that arises.
All right. I can answer that if you don't mind. I can shed a little light there if you guys don't mind. Yes?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think we're going to be married within a year either. But I don't think it'll be because of any hiccups. I just think, you know, just timing. I think it all comes down to timing. Nothing more than that.
No. Let me say something, Chris. When I said married, I couched it with that it's not necessarily on paper. It's an incredible commitment. It's a marriage. It could be a marriage of your lives, a marriage of your thoughts. You know, it's a real synergy, real coming together where you're finally, you with someone else, you're finally coming together and what's called surrendering. What's her name? That very famous singer that died of the heart attack, Karen Carpenter.
Karen Carpenter.
Love her. She had a song, Love is Surrender. Don't get me to start singing. Because then, you know, I'll have to steal the show here. But that's what it is. Love is surrender. Your guard goes down and you completely surrender yourself to that person because you feel safe. And that's what's going to happen. Because some things are going to happen to you in the next 3 months, Christopher, that is really going to change you in a big way. And you're going to need her and let her into your life in a way that prior you have not. And that's going to lead to this marriage.
That all sounds good.
Chris, as opposed to Pat Benatar's Love is a Battlefield, but we'll leave that for another show another time. So we have Robin. We have Robin on hold. Robin, hi. Jody's sister Robin. Hello, are you there? Robin, are you there?
I know we have a Robin or a Michael online.
Robin is, we're looking for Robin, who's Jody's sister. Robin? Denny, we got Robin? Hello?
Well, then you can put anybody through who's on the line.
Is anybody out there?
Can anybody hear me?
I'm patching them in. They're just not answering here. I got a Mary Ellen, if you'd like to talk to Mary. She's there.
Yes.
Okay.
Mary,
hi,
Ellen.
Mary Ellen.
How are you?
Hello, Mary. Are you there?
Okay, here she is.
There we go.
Okay.
Awesome.
Hello, Mary Ellen.
Hi.
How are you?
How are you? Good.
Is this Mary Ellen, my friend?
Yes, it is.
Oh, then I can't give you a reading. Then I'm gonna stay out of this.
I know.
This is a wonderful lady. I just want you guys to know. I became friends with her, I guess, this past year. Absolutely a wonderful lady, and I hope my psychics are really on the money with her because I would love for her to get a great reading. So, Mary Ellen, do you have a specific question that you have for our psychic?
Yes, I would like to see where they see me going in my career.
Okay, and do you want to let them know what you do?
I guess so. It's a second occupation. I became a nurse recently, I would like to know.
Yeah.
Where do you see me going? Will I be in a hospital, private duty, pediatric?
No. Don't even bring all that up because you're putting thoughts into our head.
Okay.
You know, it's funny. I always leave the TV on, but the sound off when I'm doing readings, and especially when I was on Blog Talk Radio. And the TV always would reflect either what I was thinking, what was going on every single time. And as you, just before you said nursing, they showed nurses on TV. And I said, she's a nurse. I know she's a nurse. And I didn't, I said, I must be thinking it because of TV. It's not. You said a lot of things. I tried not to listen to your choices. So honestly, I don't know if it's because you put it in my head or because I'm getting this, but pediatrics is a very good area for you, obstetrics, gynecology as well. Stay out of the, I mean, you may be doing emergency room, but stay out of, surgical nursing. Eventually, you're going to be doing, a specialty down the road because you're going to be more, I'm going to use this word, but I don't mean it in a demeaning way in any way, sweetheart, demeaning. You're going to be more matured, more seasoned, okay, to do this. You may be working in a swanky Park Avenue office with a plastic surgeon. You could be doing that. And believe you me, it's a really nice thing. That's what I got, and that's my reading. And I think it's fantastic because nurses are the greatest. They're the greatest. Wonderful people.
Thanks.
God bless you. God bless
you. Thank you so much.
Hi, this is Dawn. Well, I have to jump in here, and as soon as you came on, I kept seeing the number 3. Does that number 3 represent something big in your life?
I really like that number, and I was thinking of that number.
Yeah, I just think 3, I don't think you should go into pediatrics. I think gynecology is definitely what you should be doing. I think you would be better off working with the woman aspect of it. I just don't see you doing pediatrics. I think that it'd be emotionally too hard for you. Like, yes, it would be fulfilling to work with children, but I just feel that you're meant more for, working with, even obstetrics, gynecology. And there's something about the number 3, whether it's 3 months or 3 years, something is going to happen for you.
I'm sorry. I want to cut into your reading for a minute, and I really apologize. The thing that I want to say is, on the wings of that, is that you need to do pediatrics in order for you to achieve what you want to achieve ultimately, which is to be the seasoned nurse that you're going to be. And sometimes people have to go through certain things so that they, it's something that's difficult and they can handle it. So you're going to have to go through some hard stuff in nursing in order to, the gynecology is like a breeze for you after that. And then ultimately you're going to get a, cushy job, in Manhattan, Park Avenue type thing. So yes, I understand what you're saying, Dawn, but no, I don't agree because, you're going to need to do the pediatrics. You need that. You need to see children that are born missing parts and things like that.
But what I'm saying is what she needs and what I see as a psychic are two different things. So I'm saying to her, I don't see her doing pediatrics. I agree, pediatrics is a good lesson, but I'm saying I don't see that.
No. I understand what you see, okay? And I'm just jumping in and I'm saying to, what's your name again?
Mary Ellen.
Ellen, okay, that you will be doing pediatrics, and that is going to strengthen you to be the nurse that you will ultimately be. You're going to be doing it, and it's going to be good for you, and even if it's hard, you need to go through that. It's like boot camp for you. And then
okay.
You'll get to other things.
Do we have anything else for Mary Ellen? Sasha, did you go?
No, I didn't.
All right, Sasha, what do you have for Mary Ellen?
I'm going to have to agree with Dawn. I just don't feel... I think that she'll probably end up there for, like, through rotations and stuff. But I get emergency is going to be where she's going to feel at home. But I think that if she did go into obstetrics, it would not be a bad choice. But I do feel that pediatrics would not be great. That's just what I see.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, well,
thank you,
Mary Ellen. We could talk yes. about this when I see you on Wednesday.
Yes, you will. Oh God, my psycho neighbor's out now walking the dog. Now I can't get out of my car.
Uh oh. Well, listen, stay there a few minutes. You'll be okay. What do I see about that? I see that you need to get away from that. That's what I see.
Hey, Chris, I see something on that. I see a dog's hind leg popping up and something coming out right now.
Uh-oh, you must be looking out your window.
See, that was a dog.
All right, Mary Ellen, well, thank you for pulling in.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. See you on
So, Jeremy and Chris, are we going to go straight through, or are we going to take a break?
Let's take one more, because I know we have somebody on the line. Her name is Laura Lee. Laura, are you with us?
Hello,
Laura.
Hello.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
Good. How are you? I've been meaning to talk to you forever.
Oh, okay. Well, you have your chance now. So, Victor, why don't you take this one? Let's see what's going on here.
Laura Lee, what question do you have for our psychics tonight?
Just a lot of life changes are coming up for me, like going to be starting driving and just things are going well with my health. I'm getting into shape. Things are going well with my marriage. I was just wondering if that's going to continue. Do you see, like, good things coming up or anything like that? I don't have a specific question.
Okay, Sasha, why don't you take that one first?
I see it's going to depend a lot on you more than health. I feel that your health is going to get better. You're going to have hiccups, of course.
Uh-huh.
But overall, it's going to depend on you, how much you want to get back on your feet. But overall, I get really, really good vibes. You maybe even going back to work in some fashion so that you're
okay.
You know, contributing financially and feel a little bit more independent.
Fabulous. That sounds good.
Donnie.
I'm just seeing, like, vaguely a few different things. I see the number two, and I want to say two children or two pets. It's something of a, when I see that, it, you know, not trying to lump children and pets in the same group, but you're going
to
be taking
like
on, yeah, like two separate beings, again, whether it's two kids or like two pets, as your babies.
Okay. Does that mean like pregnancy or just no?
I think there's definitely one pregnancy, a solid pregnancy, but I see two as I don't see a two solid pregnancy in the, like, I'm talking in the next 2 to 3 years. But I definitely see two, maybe it's a baby and a pet. Or, but it's two of something like that.
Okay.
If you have maybe a difficulty with one pregnancy, you will definitely move on and end up with the children that you want or that you're meant to have.
Okay.
Alexandra,
but
something
I'm
quick for her?
I really can't add anything to those readings. They seem pretty, you know, full.
Okay. I just want to say, I'll just throw in my two cents. This is not more psychic, but more of listening to what you were saying and the way you were saying it. And there's an old expression,
uh-huh.
Life is a matter of attitude. If you don't like your life, change your attitude. And I think you have. I think you've successfully morphed into the life that you want, and you're making the efforts to get there. Congratulations, and keep it up.
Thank you so much. And you are right on the money with that.
Well, thank you.
outstanding.
All right.
So do we have any more?
You want to take a quick break, Chris? I think we all need a 2 minute.
Yeah, let's take a 2 or 3 minute break and we'll come right back. Denny, we're going to take a couple minute break.
So you're listening to Chris, psychic medium Chris George, Jeremy Moonshine Adams. I'm Victor the Voice Furman, and this is Vision Quest on the DTM Wicked Radio Network. We will be back.
Rolling Hills Asylum. Located in East Bethany, New York, just minutes between two major airports, Rolling Hills Asylum is a hotbed of paranormal activity. They have been featured on Travel Channel's Ghost Adventures, Paranormal Challenge, as well as Sci-Fi Channel's Ghost Hunters. Rolling Hills Asylum has been named the number 2 most haunted location in the United States by HauntedNorthAmerica.com. The property was established on January 1, 1827. As the county poor farm. Throughout the years, it has operated as a poor farm, infirmary, orphanage, tuberculosis hospital, nursing home, and more. Past residents and inmates consist of widows, orphans, physically disabled, mentally unstable, murderers, and more. Over 1,700 bodies are buried in unmarked graves, and hundreds more deaths went undocumented. Rolling Hills Asylum is known for a plethora of phenomena, including disembodied voices, doors slamming, footsteps, sounds of furniture moving, full-body apparitions, shadow people, ghostly touches, and numerous Class A EVP. Rolling Hills Asylum proudly offers historical and flashlight tours, 4- and 8-hour public ghost hunts, 8- and 9-hour private ghost hunts, and more, by appointment or pre-booking only. For more information, please visit www.rollinghillsasylum.com. That's www.rollinghillsasylum.com. Or give them a call, 585-50- Rolling Hills Asylum.
Located in East Bethany, New York, just minutes between two major airports, Rolling Hills Asylum is a hotbed of paranormal activity. They have been featured on Travel Channel's Ghost Adventures, Paranormal Challenge, as well as Sci-Fi Channel's Ghost Hunters. Rolling Hills Asylum has been named the number 2 most haunted location in the United States by HauntedNorthAmerica.com. The property was established on January 1, 1827. As the county poor farm. Throughout the years, it has operated as a poor farm, infirmary, orphanage, tuberculosis hospital, nursing home, and more. Past residents and inmates consist of widows, orphans, physically disabled, mentally unstable, murderers, and more. Over 1,700 bodies are buried in unmarked graves, and hundreds more deaths went undocumented. Rolling Hills Asylum is known for a plethora of phenomena, including disembodied voices, doors slamming, footsteps, sounds of furniture moving, full-body apparitions, shadow people, ghostly touches, and numerous Class A EVP. Rolling Hills Asylum proudly offers historical and flashlight tours, 4- and 8-hour public ghost hunts, 8- and 9-hour private ghost hunts, and more, by appointment or pre-booking only. For more information, please visit www.rollinghills.com.
Hello?
Going back to my reading, do you see any surgeries and how many?
Sorry, this is Don. I just disappeared. I just got reconnected somehow. So I only
no,
caught part of it. Just...
I asked, going back to my reading for all three of you, do you see any surgeries and how many surgeries?
I'm going to say, go back to the number three. The number three, again, it's coming up. I think I'm seeing one, you know, what you would consider like a major, more, you know, like to me major is like a few days stay in a hospital, and then two small things. But I see definitely a few bumps in the road as far as having surgeries go. Along with that, I think, you know, as we were just talking about, I think that well, I won't bring it up because I don't know how much you want people to hear, but I think if you start working on the other issue, it will definitely help the surgeries go a little smoother, if that makes any sense.
Right. Sasha? Okay,
anybody else want to add to that before we go to our next caller?
I do, Chris.
Okay.
Jeremy, I'm going to send you a book that actually was given to me before I had some surgery about 3.5 or 4 years ago. And it's a book written by a nurse who observed the practices and habits of people who were the best and most successful surgical patients. And one of the things, in addition, obviously, to reducing stress and making sure that you're comfortable with things that are in your life before you go into the surgery, is the release of anger. And I think that sort of echoes what our psychic divas had said before, and I think that confirms exactly what she was just saying, is that, you know, whatever thing that you're holding on to, whatever anger you're holding on to, actually affects every gene and every cell in your body. And if you can come to the point, and it's not easy, and I'm not saying it's easy. I had issues with this myself. I think most of us do. But if you can start just letting go of anger, not righteous anger. If you're righteously angry about something, that's okay. Just don't let it infiltrate your cells. Don't let it infiltrate your muscles, your spine, etc. And if you can get rid and let go of some of that anger and use the process of forgiveness, actually, to forgive those who have trespassed against you or offended you, you'll find that your body will relax, and it will make the surgery easier, and it will make the recovery quicker. So that's my two cents. And I love
Absolutely.
You, brother. I'm saying it with love.
Thank you, Victor.
I had two total knee replacements in 3 years, and they were major surgeries, and I had some anger issues of holding on to things, and I had worked on it, and let me tell you, the difference that the healing was by letting go of it, and I'm by no means am I saying forgetting or speaking to anybody again, but just saying, you know what, I'm going to make my own life, and because you hold that anger in your body, and when I did that, I tell you, you know, the doctor said I was up and about and all healed in half the time, you know, with two total knee replacements. So I really want you to work on that.
There's a wonderful old teaching.
Jeremy's going to be just fine.
He is, absolutely. And there's a wonderful old teaching. The expression they use is hatred, but anger is the same thing. That when you hold anger against someone else, it's like taking poison and expecting the other person to die. That's really, and
exactly.
It's so true. It really is true.
It's so helpful, though, to think of it that way.
All right, well, why don't we go to our next call? I think Tamara, are you with us? Miss Tamara Constantino, are you with us?
Hello?
Tamara?
Do you hear me?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we
Hi,
hear
Tamara.
You fine. How are you?
Oh, my God. How are you guys?
Wonderful.
Oh, Tamara, I miss you.
I miss you more, my dear. You know you got a tray of empanadas coming your way the next time I see you.
I need some empanadas. But I got to say something.
Yeah.
Before we go on, every time you call me Obi-Wan on one of my posts, it just cracks me up.
Thank you. It just came to me. You are
Tamara,
Obi. You changed my life.
Tamara, I just got to say that photo that was taken of me at your house that day when your father came through me is one of the most amazing photos anybody's ever seen. It's just an amazing, amazing photo.
I love that photo of you, Vic. It's such
and
a
I
happy
so,
photo. It really is.
And I was so happy to be a part of that for you and to bring that information to you.
Oh, you guys, you just rock. What can I say?
Thank you. Thank you. So, Tamara,
you're
do you have
amazing.
A question for our? Do you have a question tonight for our psychic divas?
Yes, I do. I tend to make 5-year plans for myself, and I guess I just want to find out what direction I should be going in the next 5 years. What direction do you see me going in?
Dawn, why don't you start?
As soon as you start talking, and I hope I'm not throwing you a curveball here, but I keep, who's the baby girl? There's a very, it's like huge to me, a baby girl.
Okay.
Whether you're going to have this baby girl or there's a baby girl that is going to be a huge part of your life.
Okay.
And she's really cute, and that's all I'm getting is just a baby girl. And again,
That's fine. Next psychic, who wants to go next? Okay, Sasha.
Okay, I don't want to talk over anybody. I couldn't catch Rima.
Tamara.
Rima's Tamara.
Okay. I'm getting it that you're going to stall emotionally for a little while because there's going to be a reminder of something, and then it's going to take a little bit for you to get back jump started. But overall, I see you completely flipping everything around, almost kind of like a completely different lifestyle. But what I'm seeing is everything that you have planned now will probably happen. Your career is going to, I'm sorry, your career is going to completely flip from what it was before. I am getting like an office, which I'm torn because I don't feel like that's really a personality, but that's what's coming to me. I'm not sure if that's business oriented, if you're finding like a new business venture or something like that, but that's what I'm getting. I'm also getting that you're going to planning on moving. I don't know if it's to a different house or date or something like that, but I'm just getting that there's some kind of move, but that you have a lot of emotional healing to handle, to go through first before any of your goals come through.
Okay.
Okay, and Alexandra?
Can I hear your question again, please? Where am I going within the next 5 years? Like, what do you see down the road for me for the next 5 years?
I honestly, I'm going to take you a little closer, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, take me closer.
I see, I don't know who this is or what this is, but I see like a little child, you know, kind of like skipping around, and this is like a 2-year view, okay? And
okay.
The child is kind of humming and playing in a playground, and I'm going to ask you what, you know, if you'll help me to... give me some feedback on that. What am I seeing? What is that? Or what does that mean to you?
I mean, that could mean that I'm at the playground with my daughter.
Okay. All right. That's what I'm seeing. That time with her is going to be so precious, and in 5 years, it will be like as if it never happened because she's going to grow so fast, like in leaps and bounds. So that's why they're taking me to 2 years, and then I go up to 5. So the reading that I'm getting as of now is that treasure and savor every moment with her in this time between now and 2 years, because this is absolutely, you know, the most important time you two have somehow. Of course, everything will be, but this is like this 2 year period is crucial in terms of enjoyment and happiness, and it will sort of set the tone for down the line. There being smoother sailing with the two of you, and that's
okay.
What I'm seeing.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Okay.
Tamara,
thank you
for calling
in. Thank you, ladies.
You're welcome.
And Tamara,
my pleasure.
You really got to make a trip to my house. Come swimming. We'll have a barbecue. We'll hang out. We definitely have to do it before
yes.
summer's over.
And Tamara, I got to see you guys
with
again.
My tribe?
I miss you. Yep. I got to see you too, Tamara. I miss you guys.
I miss you more. We all miss you. And Madeline says a big hello to you too.
Oh, hello.
All right, well, next we have Mary on the line. You could put Mary through now. Hello, Mary, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Mary, do you have a question
for
our psychic divas?
Oh, I have several, but I'll start with one. I've been trying to get divorced for about 12 years. And I have been through so many ups and downs. I have 4 sons who were all very young, first rodeo, and they're now all grown. We've all suffered, myself, my children. I just want to know, where do you see all this going, if there's a rainbow at the end of all of this? Or that's my question. Do you see me getting divorced?
Do you want to get divorced?
Go ahead, Donna. I mean, Donna.
I have been trying for 12 years. I'm married 31 years the end of this month.
Well, okay.
It's been one obstacle after another.
What's that? Say that again.
It's been one obstacle after another.
Okay. I do see you getting divorced. I see it in 5 years. Right now, in the next 2 years, you're going to keep thinking. It's like, I forgot what the word is, but it looks like, you know, it's like a fake out. It looks like you're getting divorced, then it doesn't go through. This happens like 5-6 times. You won't believe it, but that's what happens. Ultimately, you will get divorced, and believe it or not, there's incredible love or passion, maybe from him to you, but there's this strong, strong bond through this 2 years. And that's funny, I got 2 on the last reading as well. The back and forth, it will break the back of the fear of the separation, and you will be able to move on. And then in 5 years, it'll just be, all right, let's go to court.
So that would have to be, like, the longest divorce on record. It would be, like, 17 years by
then. You'd be surprised. I can tell you some stories.
Mary, this is Victor. I'm an interfaith minister in addition to this, and I'm also a marital counselor. And I think one of our psychics asked the question right up front. For you to be going through this for this length of time, something within you says, I don't want to divorce this man. And until you come to the
point
that you... No,
it's not me. It's not me.
What is it?
It's not me.
What is it?
I keep hearing that over the years because I did seek spiritual counseling. And I keep hearing that. People keep saying to me, you know, I see a lot of love there. What you see is passion, but it's not love.
Well, that's
it's
what
not
I said.
Love.
It's passion, I said.
But it's
that's
not
exactly
love.
That's exactly what I told
deep,
you.
On my part... It's it's a deep hatred. I cannot get away. I have been trying. And I have 4 sons, 3 whom are adults in their 20s, one who's going to be 30, and they are at the point where they cannot bear their father anymore.
I want to bring up something to you, okay? This is the topic that I'm, you know, very hot on because I do a lot of work with these things. I'm going to put another hat on because I'm a psychologist and also spiritualist and psychic, so it all kinds of blends together, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people marry people, and very often they marry people that are familiar to them, someone that's like their father or like their mother. Ergo, you may have married, quote-unquote, let's just say in this example, your father or your mother. Let's say
it's a familiar
behavior, and you're trying to work it out with them what you couldn't work out with your parents, let's say. Now, it's very difficult to leave a father or mother. We never do that. We don't leave our parents ever. They're our parents. So what has to happen is you need some kind of therapeutic intervention to help you understand the transference that's going on from you to your husband. And you will never let go of someone if you hate them, I can tell you that.
No, I understand what you're saying, but I had a great... I lost my father at a very young age, and he was one of the greatest men I've ever met and known in my life. My parents were wonderful, and believe me when I tell you, I did not marry anyone like my mother or my father. It's the polar opposite. I was very young at the time, so maybe marrying him because I did just lose my father, and I felt that I needed that voyage to be filled. I don't know, but I was very wrong. Like I had no idea the young boy, I'll say boy because he was barely 20, 21 at the time, that I married would have been capable of turning into the monster that he has become.
Mary, I have to interject. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry that you have to go through this. It's very painful.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. This is Victor again, and I have to interject. And I'm saying this with a heart and with love. But if your relationship with this man is so intolerable, you need to get out and get out now. And you know, if it's a financial situation, if it's a situation about security, if it's about your child, whatever it might be, if it's so intolerable for you to be with this man, you got to get out now. Don't wait. Just get out and get the process done. Get on with your life.
I'm doing that now, and I think I feel more optimistic the second time around. I'm not living with him. We haven't been together, but like you said, it's I'm still raising a 16-year-old, and I need his participation in that. But
You can get that participation without being married to him.
Right. I'm trying. That's what I'm trying to do.
I understand. But in the process of trying, what is inhibiting it from going through? Is he fighting
you? He won't let go. He doesn't let go. He didn't let go the first time. He's doing it again this time. He just won't let go. Like all the, as you may know, the divorce has a procedure. All this the court goes by their time. All these papers have to be filed and motions have to be presented, and he stalls and stalls and stalls. I'm doing everything I can on my end. He doesn't seem to want to let go. And, my children, especially the younger one, his whole life has been nothing but this. And I'm doing everything. I hear what you're saying, and I agree with you, and I'm trying that. I'm implementing all of that. I just want to know if you, in your gift and what you have, if you see it ever coming to fruition, or am
you
I fighting?
Mary, you have to see it coming to fruition. For us to tell you it's going to come to fruition doesn't matter. You are the person who has to energetically get this to the end.
Yes.
And quite frankly, if your lawyer has been dragging it out, what state are you in?
I'm in New York. I'm right on Long Island. It's
okay.
I had
a bad first marriage. My first wife actually was abusive to me, and I'm not going to go into details, but I got the divorce in 7 months.
Wow.
And I'm in New York. Because
can I add something here?
Go ahead, Chris.
Mary, right?
Yes.
Your name is Mary?
Name is Mary.
Okay. I want you, you said your husband doesn't live with you right now, or he is living with you?
No, he's not. He's not. Okay. I've done, like,
I want
everything
you to bring
I
up,
have. Go ahead.
I want you to bring up the name Nancy to him, okay, and see what kind of reaction you get. I'm getting that,
what do you want me to do?
Nancy, that's so I want you to bring up the name Nancy to him. Nancy's coming from very strong. She has something to do with him. I think she has his ear. I think that she's the one giving him information and kind of steering him. I see him kind of like a puppet being led around a bit, which is kind of opposite of what he probably normally is. And I want you to just bring that name up to him. And once you bring that name up to him, I think you're going to see a little change. I don't know why it's going to be. I don't know what the change is. But I think he's going to think that you know something, okay? And that's when you're going to get an upper hand. Remember the name, Nancy. Bring it up to him and see what his reaction is. And I wouldn't be surprised if the divorce goes through a lot quicker than you think.
Okay, I will. I have nothing to lose, everything to gain. Thank you.
And
I thank all of you for
so
your advice.
Mm-hmm. Good luck to you.
Thank
you,
guys.
Just set your mind on it and do it. It'll happen.
Hey, you know, there's a Chinese proverb that says inspiration must be lit from within. It can't be lit from without. It, you know, that's not exactly how it goes. But inspiration must start from within, and you've just got to go after it. You've got to say, this is what I want, and just keep after it. You know, fire your lawyer. If they're dragging their ass, fire them, go get another one.
It's not,
you know,
my lawyer this time. I have a very good lawyer. Yeah.
They
I feel like
you don't work for them, so.
Exactly. Well,
okay,
thank you so
much.
Thank
you so much for calling in.
Thanks.
Thank you for calling,
Thank
Mary.
You. Bye-bye.
Okay, we have Donna in the queue. Donna, are you there? Hello, Donna.
How are you?
Hi, Donna. How are you?
I'm awesome. Thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
We welcome you. Do you have a question for our psychic divas?
Question. Yeah. How about career? Can we talk about career? I know I'm making some big, major movements, and they're a little bit unsettling right now. So help me out with that.
I think we're going to go to our first diva, Chris George. Chris George, you take this one, baby.
No. Let's go with Sasha first.
Okay.
I'll throw my two cents in.
Okay.
Good, Sasha.
You're making the right move. You recently started the process, like you just stated, and I understand that you're afraid. But it's exactly what you need to be doing. It might be a little bit slow going, but you will actually end up where you want to. It's just going to take a lot of time and a lot of patience for it to get to that point.
Okay. This is Dawn.
Okay,
I have to chime in with you're doing the right things, but I think you need to focus a little bit more on yourself and not be so trusting with those that are working around you. I think you need to keep the friendships a little, I'm talking like at a workplace, the friendships a little bit more distant and focus a little bit more on, okay, this is about me and where I'm going to get. And
right.
Do less listening to what, you know, your coworkers or people that are in the process of you going in the direction you want to go in, because someone's going to always try to drag you down and, like, change your way through jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel some jealousy. So, you know, keep friendship as far as work goes at a distance and don't listen to what anyone says or don't get involved with anything that they have to say, because it's about you going where you want to go. And if you ever feel like, oh, I'm, you know, maybe I'm being mean or maybe I'm being, you know, not as open with people, I think to get where you want to go, you need to do that a little bit more.
Okay.
And again, not as, oh, I'm going in that this is a bitch and I'm not going to be friends with you, but I just see some jealousy and some, you got to close up a little bit more as far as your work goes and keep your work and your plan, and then your friends completely separate.
Yeah, yeah. I'm seeing that as you're saying it. And the interesting thing about that is it's not necessarily work. I do have a working semi-working relationship with a friend of mine, and so as soon as you started talking, immediately I totally got the message, and it was her. So it's not that we actually are employed together, but we do work together. So, yeah, most definitely, I got that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. That helps a lot. That makes me feel a lot better, I have to tell you. But I'm actually making a huge transition, a huge change, and I actually interviewed for a position that was quite different from what I'm doing now. So that's what I'm kind of talking about. It's the one that's weighing a little bit heavy on my shoulders.
I was going to ask you, did you have a specific question? I'd be happy to answer if you can give me a specific question about your career.
Yeah, and that's the specific one, that particular career.
Just ask me again because I wasn't that clear on it.
Sure, no problem. I actually interviewed for a specific career. It's completely different than what I'm doing now, but I feel like it will allow me the opportunity to use all of my my talent, and that's why I sat for the interview. But I'm a little nervous. I haven't interviewed. I've been an entrepreneur for the past 15 years, but I've not actually interviewed for employment.
Okay.
So
in my life, anytime I go through something, someone will get on my show or my radio show, my TV show, or come to my practice, and they'll face me with a question that's happening in my life. So what you just asked me, I'm going through right now, today, in my life, specifically, actually today. Yes, specifically today. All right. What, you had your own business for many years?
Yeah.
Okay. One of the things I just want to mention is that I spent almost an entire evening explaining to my mother that from 1998 till now, the world has changed completely. The world that we know has changed completely. And baby boomers are caught in the middle. You know, there's the seniors, and there's the people that retired with a good plan. Then there's us, okay? That's all right. You are one of millions, so welcome to the club. This is a good thing. Now, specifically in terms of you, what was the job you interviewed for? Was it something with an S?
It's actually an administrator of a memory care facility.
Administrator, okay.
Yeah.
I don't get the feeling that this job is a good seat for you. I'm using real language. I learned it in the last few weeks. But I know it's you're laughing because you know what I'm talking about. I know you
do. Yes, I do. Yeah.
Oh yes. Okie dokie. All right. Now I'm going to actually start. I do a lot of career counseling too. It's not a good fit for you. However, administrate. That's the S. It's the sound in the word. Administration is excellent for you, and you're going to go to all of the New York City public libraries offer free job search classes. All the boroughs, where do you live?
I live in Oregon.
Oh, in Oregon. Okay. Well, go to the public libraries. They have job searches there for free all over the United States. And they also have recruiters, career coaches. They will guide you for free, especially the job search classes. I know. I'm familiar with it because I've sent a lot of people there. And that's how you're going to get this type of job. It's administration with an L, something with an L. You'll see. My readings, their accuracy are known after the reading, and they're always accurate. They're never not. But it's an L, and you should be getting some kind of inkling of it in a 3. I think it's 3 months, and in 7 months, you should be on the job. And it may be somewhere in the food industry. I get something about food, and I see chefs around you, and I'm smelling some good stuff. So that's what I'm feeling, and this is really, really good. And just, it's an adventure. Live it. It's great. Change is good. Put all your talents to something new. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Okay.
Go for it.
I hate, ladies, I hate to cut you off, but we have another caller. Robin, are you with us?
Hi.
Denny, could you, hi,
hi, Robin.
Are
hi.
You?
Oh.
Do you
hello?
Have a question? Do you have a
hello.
Question for Psychic Divas tonight?
What is your
stay
question,
here.
Robin?
I'd like to know about my love life. It's
how about
been
how about doing?
I'd like to know.
Doing why don't you go first?
Let's see your love life. I see another 2 years of dating, I guess you'd call it. I think within 5 years you'll finally meet someone that you can like the right one, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you have another couple of years of kind of hit or miss. And I know I've been there and done that. But I think it's definitely going to take a few more years. And I think that, and again, I hate using the cliche, you have to stop looking for him to find you.
Okay.
And I think... You know, and this may sound kind of strange, but this is what I did when I was younger. At night, I would just, you know, it would be on my mind, when am I going to meet this guy? I would just write a list of what I was looking for, and I would just think about that and then just kind of let it go. And honestly, you know, it didn't happen overnight like I wanted it to, but he finally came. But you're going to have another couple of years of hit or miss, but I think within 5 years you'll definitely, and again, it's not the right away that you want, but I think you gotta let your guard down just a little bit, but more than that, just kind of let go of when am I,
mm-hmm.
and just kind of let that flow a little more. And again, once in a while, just write a list of what you want. And kind of, like, keep that in the back of your head. And
okay.
kind of, you know, when you start obsessing about, oh, when am I going to meet this guy that I, you know, really want to be with? Just say, no, I'm not going to do it. Think about your list and say, you know what, he'll come when it's time.
Right.
And I know
okay.
it's easier said than done, but I did it, and it really worked.
Robin, I'm going to follow up on that and say absolutely, she's absolutely right, and I'm going to share with you something. My wife, many years ago, wrote a book, and in the book was a chapter called Creating Your Romantic Resume. And what she detailed in there, you know, they used to talk about the secret and manifesting and so on and so forth, and it's all true, is that you start putting together a list of the qualities of the person you're looking for. Additionally, you can do a thing called treasure mapping. They used to call it in the 90s treasure mapping, where you cut out pictures of the attributes and the looks and the job or the career that person is in, whatever, and you actually take it and put it on a piece of oak tag or poster board, and you tape it on or paste it on and make this collage of all the attributes. And then what you do is once a day, probably in the evening before bed, you spend a few minutes staring at it and visualizing it and seeing not that as you hope that it'll happen, that it's already happening, that the energy of the universe is going to bring that person with all of that quality, all of those qualities to you. And not to brag or anything like that, but when my wife treasure mapped before she met me, she had a picture of Superman with a big heart and a lot of money, and she got me.
That's
true
great.
Story. Absolutely true story. Absolutely true. So the romantic
no,
resume.
I just have to throw in, now, in the meantime, and, you know, while you're doing this and time is ticking away and you're like, but also think about this. enjoy if you go on a date, if you're dating someone, enjoy the time and don't look at it as this, oh, shit, I have to deal with this and how, when's this going to end? And so
right.
enjoy the time of more freedom. And then when it does happen, because it will, you're going to look back and go, dang, I'm so glad that I enjoyed that and didn't make it more work than it had to be. I went out
okay.
and I had my fun with whoever, and just try to enjoy it more and know that your outcome will be good. You'll get
okay.
who you're looking for, or, you know,
right.
the person that you need.
Right, okay.
I don't know if you were finished. I'm going to talk over you. I'm sorry, what is your name again?
Robin.
Robin. Hi, it's Alexandra. How are you doing?
Hi,
you
good.
Asked, maybe I can give you more specific. You were asking about your love life over, what was your original question?
No, I just wanted to know, like, the direction, if, you know, because I am dating someone right now, and if, you know, where
okay.
I was going to pretty much go.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you. Would you ask me a specific question? This way I can give you a specific answer.
The person that I'm dating now, is he the one?
No, not in any way, shape, or form. And you know that already before you ask me that. You just wish it was, but it's, you know, not. Be happy to answer any other questions that you ask me.
That was really pretty much it.
Yeah, there's a lot of sadness around.
Can I throw my two cents in?
Can I just finish? Then you can throw as much sense as you wanted. There's a lot of sadness around him or around the two of you. I just don't see it as, you know, the right thing. Maybe at another
okay.
time, but not right now. Okay?
Right, okay.
Okay,
yeah,
two cents. Here he comes.
Okay, well, this is what I get. I don't get that the guy you're dating is a bad guy. I just, well, the guy you're seeing is a bad guy. I just don't think he's for you. You know, I think you've
that
gone through
two cents?
A lot of...
That's
say
it?
Again?
That's your two cents? That was pretty good.
No, I'm just getting started.
All right.
I'll
get him.
Like I said, I think he's a nice guy. I don't see the future there, okay? This doesn't mean that he isn't a good guy. I believe he is. Just no future, really. And
uh-huh.
I don't know how old you are, but, you know, I'm going to be 46, and I'm at a point in my life where if I can't see a future with somebody, you know, I don't want to be with them. You know, it's a waste of time. You know, we're getting up there in age. I mean, not that we're old, and I don't know how old you are, but, you know, once you get to a certain point, you want a future. You know,
exactly.
I also I'm picking up very strongly that you've always put in a lot more into relationships than you've gotten out of them.
Always.
And I know I'm right when I say that, because I feel that strongly. See, I feel like I've always been the one that put up more into relationships than I've gotten out of it. I'm with somebody now who puts in the same amount as me, and I'm happy. You know, I just don't think that you've ever really had that in your life, even though you probably thought you did at times. I don't think when you look back now, that you see, you know, things a bit more clearly, and, you know that you've always put in more into relationships. Okay, I'm going to tell you, by February, March, somebody else is going to come into your life. Now, I want you to remember that. February, March, don't forget that, because you're going to call in
okay.
when it happens and let me know that I'm right, because I'm usually always right. And you're going to find that around that time, you know, somebody's going to walk into your life, and that's going to be a person that you're going to be with for a very long time. I'm not going to go out on a limb and say that this is the person you're going to be with forever, but I do see a strong relationship, a long relationship. I see somebody putting in, you know, as much into the relationship as you do, and that's the way it should be. It's something that you've never really had, and it's something that's coming to you. Okay, another thing that's coming to me is chivalry, okay? People believe chivalry is dead, and for the most part, it is, okay? I'm very chivalrous.
Yeah.
I'm very into opening the door for my girlfriend. I'm very into saying, you know, good morning, beautiful. You know, I'm very into that, okay? And I don't believe that most men are. This is somebody who's coming into your life. It's going to be kind of like a throwback to like the 60s and 70s, or more like the 50s and 60s when guys were very chivalrous and very respectful. Okay, again, something right. that I don't believe that you've had so much of in your life. But this is what's coming to you. Okay, so this makes me feel right. good to tell you this. And I know that come like January, February, March time frame, you're going to call me and say, holy shit, Chris, you were on the money. Somebody walked into my life, and I'm actually finally happy. Because I don't believe that right. you've been happy for a long time. And that sucks, okay? And the thing that doesn't suck is that things are going to change. Things are going to change. I'm going to say it one more time. Things are going to change, and it's for the better. So that's what I got for you.
I just want to add to that, if I can, Robert. I just want to share. Don't settle. Whatever you do, don't settle. Always, always, always put out the image of the exact person you're looking for. And quite frankly, he's there. He's in your orb. He's in your sphere already. And I just want to talk about, you know, I had mentioned that my wife had wanted a Superman with an open heart and a lot of money. Well, I married into right. royalty. I have never announced this on the air yet. But my wife is Her Royal Highness of Maintenance, and I just want to make that clear for everyone to know at this time.
So do we have?
We must be.
Sasha, you didn't give a reading. What do you have for our caller?
Well, for some reason, I picked up a lot of what you said, Chris. Not the March, February, or March, but that she was going to do an off and on, and that she was going to have a particular relationship that was going to stand out. And for some reason, in a few years, about two or three, I'm getting that you're actually going to meet somebody. For some reason, a park actually comes to mind, and it's going to be completely by accident. So I don't know if you walk your dog or anything like that, but I'm actually getting you in a park. Okay. So. All right. Well, thank you, guys.
Thank you,
Good
Robin.
Luck,
Thanks
Robin.
For calling in.
Thank you, Robin.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
All right.
Bye.
Do we have any that's it for calls. Okay, we don't have any more calls. But you know what we're going to do now? Most of you know my girlfriend, Chrissy. She's not here
yep.
yet, but I would love you guys to give her a reading, and it could be on anything. Whatever you want, and I'm curious to see what you got. So how about Dawn? How about you go first?
Well, as I was saying earlier, and again, not trying to figure out, but I see some kind of physical issue, and I just see it in the upper half, like the upper torso, you know, up and above, whether it's something that appears on the skin. I don't really see it in the breast area, but whether it's like a small lymph node or I'm seeing it more like as a skin thing, but it should be okay, but she has to take care of it. There's a man that she was really close to. I want to say it's a father figure, a grandfather. I feel like she had a really, a difficult relationship with him. And there's a part of her heart that still isn't settled with that. And it's almost like he's trying to, like, in an afterlife, trying to come through and apologize and like, I'm sorry, I was stupid, I was an ass, I'm sorry I did what I did to you. And there's something about that I don't feel like she's letting go of, or maybe she's not getting the message, which, you know, a lot of people don't. But I think it would benefit her to kind of, you know, when she's alone, to like talk out loud like she was speaking to this man and like have a conversation, like, you know, I don't like the way you did this to me, or I didn't like this or that, and just converse and try to work out her issue with this person that way.
Okay. Do we have Sasha? What do you want to add to that? Well, did you already answer that? I'm lost.
I'm getting that she probably does need to keep a small eye on her health as well. I'm not getting that it's going to be anything major, but that she needs to keep an eye on it. But I do get that she's, before she met you, that she was she felt extremely unsafe. We're talking like really, really, really unsafe. And that was actually a hindrance for her, for a couple of relationships. And that was the wall that you had to break through. And of course, I'm picking up now that she's kind of gung-ho and everything like that. And she's just more or less kind of waiting for you. But I get that she's still pretty, not self-sufficient, but she's very isolating. She likes people and everything like that, but she gets very needing her time to herself in certain situations.
All right, not bad. Anybody else want to hear anything?
I think Chrissy is dynamite, and I love the two of you together. I think you thrive with each other, and I think it's probably the best relation either of you has ever had.
Sounds about right to me. Alexander, did you want to add something?
What question do you have for me about her?
All right, I have a question. I have a question, a specific question.
Okay.
What in the future lies for the relationship between her and her mom?
It's very stormy. It's very daunting. It's a little bit heartbreaking. And I think that she is always looking for her mother's approval. She needs to get her approval from herself. And permission to, if she's angry, to express it, whether it's to a friend or in some way to her mother. But not, she needs to not expect her mother to be perfect or everything she wanted, and also to be easier on herself. That the relationship, it's been a little tug of war because she's trying to be herself in it. And it's not that easy. Anything there that you want to... if there's anything I said to you that was wrong, let me know.
No, you wasn't bad at all.
I kind of...
Is that what's going on there?
Well, I mean, I don't want to get into it. I just wanted a general what you guys were picking up.
Okay.
I don't want to get into anything.
All right.
Like that.
Well, let me just say it was, it's a tough question. And, it's on the radio like this. But let's just say that the future will be brighter. Once it is there, it will be brighter in the later, like after 49, in the 50s. Okay?
Okay, sounds good. Now, Jeremy,
once she settles down. I just want to add, once she settles down. That's what the mother's looking for. Hence.
And Jeremy, do we have a question from Kathy in the chat room? Because we have a few minutes left.
She's in the queue.
Kathy, are you with us?
Hello,
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Hello?
Take it away.
I'm good. Tom. How are you guys?
Wonderful.
What's your question, Kathy?
Okay. I put it up in the chat, I figured, in case you saw it there, but I'll be quick. What do I need to do in order to be living to my fullest potential?
Ooh, that's a big question.
What I need to be doing.
Okay,
well,
guys, we have about 3 minutes for you guys to answer, so you each get 1 minute to answer this question. Dawn, you go first.
I feel like you're on the right track because you have a good sense of, how am I going to do this? I think that you just need to relax a little bit more and realize that you're already doing it. and stop analyzing things so often. I think you analyze things way too much, and which, you know, is human nature. And
yeah,
just relax a little bit more, and life will be for you, excuse me, what it's supposed to be. I think that it's, you have a good sense of, you know, how you want your life or how it's going, and your potential, I think you're on the right track. But I think you just need to relax a little bit more and
let it
just,
flow.
You know, let it flow. Because I think it is flowing, but you're just blocking it up a little bit.
Thank you. Sasha?
Thank you.
I'm getting pretty much everything that Don said, but that you also need to, I don't know why, but like declutter your house. Like you've got stuff there that is kind of like remnants of how you were before, and you've actually got to physically take that out of your house and get rid of it in order to kind of get past that. But pretty much everything that Don said as well.
Thank you. Alexandra, quickly.
All I want to say to you is that have fun. Have more fun. Okay?
Very good.
You got that message?
Thank you.
And Kathy, being very familiar with your energy field, you are a dynamic individual. Don't let anyone else tell you differently. You go out and do anything you want to do in this lifetime, because it's yours for the asking and the taking. So just go do it, girl.
I love it. It was fantastic. Everybody was right on. Thank you all so much. Chris, thank you.
Thank
for
you all
me
so
call.
Much.
Good
and thanks to our wonderful
right.
divas. Thanks to our wonderful divas, you each have 30 seconds to tell people how they can get in touch with you. Alexandra, you start first.
You can all get in touch with me at my mobile phone, which is 917-763-0133. That number is also at my website, psychiceye.tv, and you can look me up on YouTube and watch my TV shows, Alexandra Psychic Eye.
Thank you so much.
And
Sasha?
You can pretty much look me up on Facebook, Sasha Clonott, K-L-A-N-O-T-T, but I'm also known as the Paranormal Siren. My website is paranormalsiren.com.
And Miss Dawn?
Oh, you can find me on Facebook, Dawn Hayden. I don't do Twitter or any of that, so basically Facebook. Any questions or anything, you know, you can always contact any or TIFF through DTM Radio, and they'll get the message to me or find me on Facebook. I'd be glad to help anyone.
And thanks to our divas. Thanks to our guests who called in. Chris, take us out of here.
All right, guys. Jeremy, first of all, who's our guest next week?
Our guest is Val Logan, a clairaudient, ordained minister, hypnotherapist, spiritual counselor, and a master of seeing, hearing, and feeling what others do not. He specializes in counseling relationships. He can hear what needs to happen, what they need to communicate better.
Chris, do it.
We got 10 seconds. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We had another record for us tonight, almost 39,000 listeners. Thank you all, and we'll catch you next week. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Good night.
Night.